Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and Doug McBurney. I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Bob, I had a fantastic Christmas. Great to be back here, though, you in studio.
Yeah, thanks for co-hosting with me.
Yeah, so, for Christmas, okay, my Uncle Joe, single guy.
Mm-hmm.
Single guy. I have two girls. One is
two daughters.
Yeah, and one is two.
Seven and two.
So Uncle Joe never has had any kids and only had five brothers.
Hmm.
So he bought my daughters a train set.
A train set.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite get it.
His heart's in
that,
the right place.
That nature and nurture thing, he doesn't get that boys and girls are different.
Right, right.
Now, to be a liberal, you have to think that homosexuals are born that way, but boys and girls, it's nurture. Society fits them into that
it's
mold.
It's all interchangeable. Anyway,
it's so bizarre.
Zoe has the engine of the train in a baby carriage, and she's rolling it across the room.
Yeah.
You know, because
in a baby carriage.
That's what she would do.
Yeah, you know? My boys, if you gave them a doll, they'd pick it up and use it like it was a rifle. they'd shoot each other with the dolls.
That seems like nature to me.
Boys and girls, it's nature. Whether you're a boy, but liberals actually believe that if you're a boy or a girl, that's instilled in you by society, that it's nurture. It's not, you're not born that way. You're not born male or female, but being a homosexual, you're born that way.
You're born that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go figure.
I don't understand those guys. Can you say guys? No.
Good grief.
I don't understand those people.
Good grief.
Well, they are people.
You got to use a neuter pronoun.
Speaking of homosexuals, and I hate to start off the show right off the bat.
It's depressing. How did we get there? We didn't plan on it. I mean,
no.
It's Christmas week, practically.
Yeah. And by the way, my Uncle Joe, staunch heterosexual.
Good for him.
Advocates heterosexuality and homosexuality.
Straight as an arrow.
Just doesn't understand girls.
That's why I like Colorado. You know, it's a state that is straight. Colorado. Just look at the borders. It's just straight as can be.
A state that's straight and square.
Yeah, straight and square.
But I'm watching TV the other night, and I hear a commercial for a concert, and Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
So when did Elton John become a knight?
Well, that was decades ago. He was
Get out of here.
He was knighted in Britain a long time ago.
Really?
He was.
A long time.
I don't know what heroic thing he did,
well,
but he was knighted. That's why they refer to him occasionally as Sir Elton John.
All right. Well, I'll confess that I don't keep up with his career.
He's gay, homosexual.
As far as
right?
I don't know how happy he is, but
he's
queer
homosexual.
As a $3 bill.
Okay. He's homosexual.
He is. Now, so what does it take to be a knight? Aren't they supposed? I mean, a knight is supposed to be a shining example of the masculinity of Great Britain.
Oh, yeah. That's
right?
A good somebody who would protect the queen. Right?
Yeah, not someone who is a queen, but someone who would protect the queen. I mean, that's just a bad sign for England, right? I mean, this is what has happened to
that's
England.
That's bad. And you know, they want to make it happen here. In fact, it is. Pretty soon we're going to have green berets and negligees. It's coming. It's coming. And, you know, Obama, he said he wanted to get rid of don't ask, don't tell. He'd do it immediately in the military.
Really?
Don't ask if somebody's a homosexual. Don't tell if you are.
Right.
But now that he's president-elect,
yeah,
he's backing off. And he said, I don't think we could do that in the first year or two.
Oh,
at least
really?
That's what his team is saying publicly.
Oh. Now, I don't know that it matters all that much. I always thought that the don't ask, don't tell policy was kind of feckless and not really.
Well, yeah, but like Santa's submarine, if you have a homosexual who is on a submarine and he's attracted to the men that he's bunking with,
okay,
that is so foul.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
It's vulgar. That's why we don't let men in a ladies' locker room. Not because they're perverts, but because they're attracted to women. So we don't let men in a ladies' locker room. You can't let a man in a locker room with men. That's why homosexuality is fundamentally unworkable. It's also immoral because God made them male and female.
Well, can't we nurture that out of the...
Well, if it's genetic, that's a big problem for homosexuals.
Oh, that's right. Homosexuality is genetic.
If it's genetic, it could be cured. So homosexuals are... They're just... They're beside themselves. They don't know whether it's genetic. And, you know, the lesbians forever have said it's not genetic.
Right.
They say you're not born that way.
Right.
They say it's a lifestyle choice.
Right. It's an empowering lifestyle
choice. It's a lifestyle preference where because there's a different attitude, unfortunately, in society between lesbians and homosexuals. most people have an automatic gag reflex.
Right.
If they say see two guys holding hands or worse.
Yeah, or worse. Yeah.
So the guys say they're born that way. It's not their fault. It's right. genetic. The women, for decades, they've said it's a lifestyle preference. We're not born that way. It's a choice.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that'll all come out in the end.
Yeah, it will.
We'll find out who's right about all that.
It'll be gross.
So that's
Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John. I almost fell off my couch.
How do you even call him sir? Why would you call him sir? Yeah. Isn't that an insult?
I don't think he wants to be called sir. Does he?
Isn't that an insult to him?
Yeah, it's an insult to his lifestyle.
Does he want to be called Missy Elton John? Or
Madam Elton John, I think for his age bracket would be appropriate, right? Madam Elton John?
Ma'am Elton John.
Yeah, it's just I've been concerned about the fate of Western civilization for many years, and this is just yet another piece falls into place for the ending.
Maybe
Elton John is
actually the tipping point.
It could be. Could be that he's the actual tipping point.
Which means we tipped 35 years ago.
Whenever he came out.
Yeah.
Because he came out, I remember ever since I was a little kid, everybody knew that he was a homo.
Yeah.
Everybody knew.
A lot of people knew for a lot of actors, but some you find out later, like Ironside. You know that guy who played Perry Mason?
No.
Yeah, he was lifelong.
Oh, no.
In fact, his autobiography, he fabricated that he had a child, a daughter, I think.
Really?
He never had a daughter. He was a closet homosexual for all those years.
With the beard and the deep voice and the big shoulders.
He played Perry Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he always won. And the guy who is accused of murder was always innocent, not guilty.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
convinced that's why we probably had 1,000 not guilty verdicts by juries.
Yeah.
Because for decades, the only crime shows on TV, the accused, if there's a mountain of evidence against him, he's obviously not guilty.
Right.
That was Hollywood for 25 years.
You're right. You know, that brings up another point that I didn't even get a chance to speak with you about earlier.
Yeah.
But I'm going to bring it up because I know that I know that it'll be interesting to you.
Yeah.
And to the audience, by the way. And the number to call if you want to call in is 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278 if you want to call the program. Hmm. But I had a thought as to why is it that the jury system seems so dysfunctional, especially today.
The committee system?
The committee system.
Justice by committee.
Justice by committee. Now, the jury system goes back before the United States of America, right? It goes back
to Britain.
Goes back to Britain. Hundreds of years, let's say.
Before Elton John.
Before Elton John.
They were goners. They were goners from the beginning.
So what better way to corrupt a system like the jury system, which is fraught with peril, because you've got a group of 9 or 12 people that have to make a decision.
Yeah, and they have no accountability. They disband after their judgment, and there's just no accountability. It's bizarre.
And let's say just by chance that at least one of the persons on every jury has participated in abortion to some degree.
Mm.
They've either directly paid for one, or they've had one, or they've condoned it, or they consider themselves pro-choice.
They donate to Planned Parenthood, or they're an abortionist.
Yeah, yeah. All of the above,
mm-hmm.
it seems to me makes it fairly likely that at least one person on every jury has basically lost the ability to tell the difference between right and wrong on the most fundamental issue of life and death.
Do not murder.
Do not murder.
When God said, do not kill the innocent. So you have a committee, and people think, wow, our Constitution gives us a committee to run the government. Like in the Senate, you have a committee. The Supreme Court, you have a committee. House of Representatives, you have a committee. They think the bigger the committee gets, the more likely it will have a righteous verdict and outcome. That's what our founding fathers thought in the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federal. And the bottom line is no, because men are fallen. The bigger the committee, the more messed up the outcome will be on average.
Yeah, I mean, it's more likely that you're going to have at least
people
one person on there
who will tolerate murder, tolerate adultery, tolerate stealing, because they're defending their own lifestyle.
Yeah, and that's what I'm getting to is that in America today, I think there's at least one person sitting on every jury
who's a murderer.
Who deep down in their heart knows the, what they've done and what they've participated in. And and it just doesn't seem to me that the justice system as it's currently put together doesn't seem like it can function.
No, it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
It's just a system.
Doug, I don't know if you noticed a couple weeks ago that quote was in the Soweto News in South Africa, of all places.
Okay, Soweto, yes.
There was a columnist who did an article about rich people getting away with, you know, crimes.
Yeah.
Because they're wealthy, they hire attorneys. And he started and ended his column with, he said, there's a pastor in the United States, Bob Enyart, who said, it's no longer a justice system, now it's just a system. And that's how he started his column. He ended it. I'm sure he doesn't know me. I don't know him. But then I thought, you know, where did he get that quote?
Yeah.
And pretty much it's all over the internet.
Oh, good.
There's a book. We went to Google Books, books.google.com. There's a book called Quote Unquote.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's in there. It's all over. So this concept, and I like the fact that South Africans will read that there's a pastor in America who is more honest than the judges and lawyers throughout their country.
Yeah, that's great.
It's no longer a justice system. Now it's just the system.
Wow, that's phenomenal how that bit of very relevant information has traveled across the globe.
Yeah, and I think it started when we, you and I, and eight other co-conspirators went to Los Angeles and burned O.J. Simpson's memorabilia.
Yeah, well, I think we got that message out.
We did.
We did. We got that message
on the steps of the L.A. courthouse.
Yeah, that
and
was...
Now, there's that guy in the striped suit. And
in Vegas.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
OJ.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
That's right.
That was Drudge's headline. That was pretty good.
That's right. And I think some woman who gets a venereal disease, do they still call it that? An STD?
They say STD because that's a little less.
Yeah, from her husband's dalliances.
In Vegas,
Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think she should sue the mayor and the city council of Las Vegas for that lie. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
It's
not
right.
True for the clap.
Oh, no. You could bring that right on home.
Chlamydia, HPV, syphilis, gonorrhea.
Any others.
It's not staying in Vegas.
It's not staying in Vegas.
HIV, it doesn't stay in Vegas.
No, it doesn't.
I think some woman who's been infected after her husband visited some hookers in Las Vegas. She should sue the
city. She should sue the Vegas promotion council or whoever came up with that tagline.
Yeah.
Because it's just not true. I've always, those commercials kind of give me the creeps, you know.
The creeps.
You're sitting there watching it with your wife and, you know, the commercial comes on and it says what happens in Vegas stays in
Vegas.
They're
saying come to Vegas and cheat on your wife.
That's what they're saying.
They're saying come to Vegas and cheat on your wife.
And they're allowed to say that, which you shouldn't even be allowed to imply that. I don't believe
it. To encourage adultery. Encourage sexual immorality, encourage the shedding of innocent blood. That's conspiracy to commit crimes.
Yeah.
It's like inciting a riot, inciting adultery. It's wrong.
Yeah, it shouldn't be allowed on the airwaves. It shouldn't be allowed.
Gets me angry. You know, I'm an intuitive, Doug. Some people are sensors.
Right.
They want a lot of data, and intuitives jump to conclusions more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I see when I see a commercial like that, I see the pain and suffering of 10,000 kids whose hearts are ripped out of their chest because daddy went to Vegas, had an affair, gave mommy a disease. She leaves him, rightfully so.
Right.
She leaves him, and those kids are devastated because adults think it's cool to cheat on one another.
You know, I've noticed, too, and I don't know if it, I think it's the younger generation on Madison Avenue. They seem to not have any problem implying immorality in their commercials these days.
Where's that? Madison Avenue.
Madison Avenue is in Manhattan. In New York. And
I don't think that expression has been used in 40 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, Madison Avenue means commercial advertising.
Yeah,
Madison Avenue.
So we'll so not only do you get entertained and educated here, but you get educated. You get educated as well.
Yeah. And did we say you get educated?
You can also get an education.
At Bob in Your Life.
From Sir Bob himself.
And Sir Doug McBurney.
It would be Sir Robert, I think.
Sir Robert Sir Douglas. Enyart and Sir Douglas McBurney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we were to go that way. that there's anything wrong.
Did they ever knight an Irishman?
No.
Sir Douglas McBurney?
Pretty much just imprisoned and beaten and
Sir William...
He was a Scotsman. Who was the guy from the movie with...
Sir William... Oh, I'll think
Wilberforce? No, no.
William Wilberforce.
He was never knighted, was he? Or
he should have been.
See, now he should have been knighted before Elton John. And if he hasn't been, then that's a great travesty.
Mm.
But what was I getting? Oh, the commercials. There was a soap that I was using.
Sir William Wallace.
William Wallace. They knighted him.
Was he? I don't know.
I kind of doubt that. Wasn't he fighting against?
Yeah, I don't think. Right.
I thought he took a position against the crown.
Now that movie was strongly recommended to me by some of my best Christian friends that I know.
Yeah.
And my wife and I went to go see it on their recommendation. And
Braveheart.
Braveheart.
Is that right?
And there's a nude scene in the movie that's completely unacceptable.
Oh.
No adults should see a movie with seductive nudity in it. It shouldn't happen.
But don't they call that adult content?
Adult content, right. And they say, you know what R-rated means?
Yes.
That children should watch sex scenes with their parents.
Right, right. Exactly.
I mean, that's worse.
That is kind of what it implies.
It's worse. If a 14-year-old girl is going to watch a sex scene with her friends or with her daddy, which is worse? I mean, our society is so perverse.
Yeah, the latter.
I can't wait for the Lord to return and rule with a rod of iron.
Yeah, he'll straighten it all out.
He will straighten it out. So, a state that is straight, like Colorado,
yeah.
With that rod of iron, yeah. It will be straight again.
Straight. And they won't be. Yeah, I was using a soap that I liked. I liked the smell of it, and I thought it was very effective.
Yeah.
And it made my skin nice and smooth.
Yeah.
And I liked it. And then my wife saw their commercial. And I'm not even going to mention the name of the brand because I don't want to promote them in any way.
Right.
But my wife saw the commercial and she said, "You're back to Irish Spring. Just get rid of whatever you got.
Get rid of that stuff. You know what? That's
because
the same
their commercials
thing.
Are completely.
Same thing with what's that hamburger joint?
Yeah, Carl's
California.
Jr.
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, we had this. We had
Carl's
and we
Jr.
We loved Carl's Jr.
Yeah, because it's a real hamburger.
Yeah.
And it's despicable.
We had to get off Carl's
it's
Jr.
It's so despicable.
Yeah. Yep.
It makes you sick. It's not a sin to eat at Carl's Jr.
No.
Now, it'll kill you, but it's not a sin.
Very slowly.
It's not a sin.
No, it's not a sin to eat there.
But it's so filthy who they are. By the way, Wallace was knighted.
He was.
He was knighted.
Was that before or after they drew and quartered him?
He was knighted. Let's see. Wallace Leonard Reid. I don't know when he was knighted, but he was knighted upon his return from the Battle of Stirling Bridge.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, that's what I could pick up while we're talking.
So maybe he was knighted by the
Scots.
By the Scots.
Yeah.
Who they did their own knighting,
yeah.
Apparently, back then.
Yeah, and that's why we have the authority invested in us by KGOV.
Yeah.
To I, Bob Enyart, knight you, Douglas McBurney. Sir Douglas McBurney.
Sir Douglas McBurney.
That's how people should address you in the emails after this show.
Okay. And if it came down to it, and if I was in the right situation, I would defend the queen.
Yeah.
I would. I would defend her against bodily injury and slander.
But you don't mean Elton
John. Not Elton John.
No.
No, I'd let
someone beat him to the pulp. You mean the actual queen.
Yeah, the actual queen.
Not the queen of queens.
Not that queen.
Queen of queens.
Now, we've gone a little bit off topic
Queen
here.
Of queens. In leotards.
Yeah. Mm. Elton John. Although I got to admit, he's got a good singing voice, or at least he had one at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how he got off topic.
Is it a sin to listen to an Elton John song and think that's a pretty good singing voice?
It depends on the song.
Voice. Okay.
Like, right. For example.
I'll try to be.
You know, if somebody said AC/DC, imagine. You can't. If you tried to imagine, that could be a sin.
Okay.
So you just got to stop right there. Like,
okay.
Their song YMCA.
That's not AC/DC.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I don't know pop culture.
That would be the Village People.
Oh, that's even worse. The Village Homosexuals.
The Village. Now, by exposing your ignorance on that subject, you have just more firmly established your heterosexuality.
Yeah, good.
Well, and your advocacy of that position.
That's a good thing. Now, the Village People, that
yes,
song,
YMCA.
That millions, tens of millions of people work that out with their arms.
And it's now like a fun song for kiddies now.
It's telling homosexuals you can find young boys at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And sure enough, over the years on this show, I've had people call and say, Bob, I got a membership at the local YMCA. I go to work out there. I go in the locker rooms and I get the creeps because I see these guys who are leering at young boys in the showers.
Wow.
And yeah, and so everybody bragged, YMCA. Yeah, it's just great.
Now that was 1979-ish?
Yeah.
That's 30 years ago now.
So that's old news.
Stuff like that's been allowed to be said in public for 30 years, for my entire life, pretty much.
Yeah.
People have been allowed to say stuff like that. I always remember that you always say that you and Playboy magazine were born the same year. Is that correct?
I did say that on a show one time, but I think I might have been wrong. Playboy might have come out a few years before I was born.
But you've pretty much grown up.
I've grown up.
Your entire life has been in the shadow of public pornography.
Right.
Yeah.
And that helped to destroy my life. Not that it's Hugh Hefner's fault. It's my fault. But I was set up to fail. Not only me, 10 million other men in America and 100 million around the world with an addiction that's as bad as crack cocaine.
Yeah. And the video that you've produced on that. That is still available,
yeah,
I do believe.
It is.
Bob's
My testimony, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, Bob's Testimony.
Well, I've watched that with three or four other guys about my own age, including my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And to sit and watch that video is to get a glimpse into my own past, some of the memories that you have of your first exposure to pornography.
Yeah.
It mirrors or matches exactly.
The
experience I had, that my brother had, a neighbor hiding the magazines, you find them. The whole thing is just...
Yeah.
It's a video that you want to order. If you or anyone you know either struggles with it, or if you even have a concern for the future of the culture, it's something that you need to make yourself aware of. Very, very powerful.
I think
video.
It also helps in families where you've got, you know, teenage boys or a brother-in-law or a husband who's falling into pornography and that addiction. It's helped a lot of people to see that there's hope after pornography addiction.
Yeah, there is
hope. So that's Bob's Testimony, Why God Forbade Sexual Immorality. And people could get that online at kgov.com, kgov.com. Just click on the store or by calling us 1-888-8-NYART, 1-888-836-9278.
Very good. And folks should get that. Now, just to correct, in fact, not to correct you, Bob, but just to put a finer point on what you were saying, AC/DC. Now, that's a band from Australia.
That's a rock group.
Now, their biggest hit, as far as I can recall, was a song called Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
And that's right out of the Gospels.
Yeah,
Jesus said, broad is the way.
Broad is the way. It's a highway.
That leads to destruction. It's a highway.
Right.
And narrow is the way that leads to everlasting life, and few are they that find it.
So by accident, AC/DC was actually...
biblical.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were homos. There was rumors that one of them might have been a homo, but
I thought
died.
That was the meaning of the name of the group.
Now they
goes both ways, well, AC/DC.
And there's been an ongoing dispute in the rock and roll community because those of us who bought those records when we were young, we didn't want to be associated with no homos.
No.
So we were like, no, that's not what
that
it means.
That can't be true. So say it isn't so. So AC/DC, that's just an urban legend that I picked up.
Well, we don't know because the guy who was the source of the controversy, they found him in the back of a car. He had choked on vomit, and he was dead. As far as they know, it was his own vomit, but they don't really know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was an ugly situation, and he never lived to really testify on his own behalf.
Freddie Mercury, lead singer with Rolling...
Queen!
With Queen?
Queen.
See, I forget these things.
Good.
He did that song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
And he wasn't mocking the kids who got killed in gun violence in inner cities.
No, he wasn't.
He was saying, look, this has got to stop. Another One Bites the Dust. This is behavior. You guys are choosing to kill one another. Stop.
Yeah.
And then he announced that he had AIDS, and he died. I think within 24 hours of announcing he had AIDS.
Right, yeah.
And so I thought, wow, look at all these homosexuals killing one another. by this behavior. It's not necessary. They could stop. And so I played that song, a clip of it. Another One Bites the Dust.
I remember that.
When a homosexual died of AIDS.
No, that got you in so much trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
U.S. Senate.
Pat Schroeder came after.
Pat Schroeder, U.S. Senator from where?
Colorado.
Wisconsin. Came out and said we're going to have an Russ Feingold said we're going to have an investigation into Bob and Yurt Live.
Right.
Pat Schroeder called for an investigation into Bob and Yurt Live. And I said, I'm making the exact same point that Freddie Mercury made.
Yeah.
Only he's not saving anybody.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're still killing each other, the gang members. Mm-hmm. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've convinced parents tell us hundreds, thousands of kids to avoid the homosexual lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. And so,
but boy, we were hated for that.
I remember that. In fact, that was one of the things about your show that really endeared you to me when I started watching.
Well, there were thousands of parents who over the years said, Bob, your show inoculated our kids against homosexuality.
That's what we need now is inoculation because it's everywhere.
If it's genetic, there should be.
We should be able to come up with
inoculate.
Maybe you've come up with
genetic. Yeah,
you've actually come up with the cure.
Well, we did have Gay Away and Dyke Off.
I remember that.
Gay Away for men and Dyke Off for women.
Sold like hotcakes.
And it was strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. I mean, we should send a can to Elton John. Who knows what might happen?
Oh, man.
But we had that lesbian who called in. So many neat stories. Terry from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Who became Terry's Call, another great DVD.
That's a DVD that's available.
Yeah, and he became a Christian, and what a tremendous dialogue between Terry, who's a homosexual and angry at me.
Yeah, I remember.
I was, firm and confrontational, and he was angry, but then tough love led him to the Lord.
You know, it
encouraging.
It brings to mind a conversation I was having with someone at church a couple of Sundays ago. What's more dangerous for the survival of the body of Christ and our country and our culture? Is it abortion or is it homosexuality?
Mm.
Which should be the one that we take on
with
more?
The greatest effort?
With the
which
greatest
is the priority?
Effort. And I
have a hard time prioritizing those two.
Yeah, we didn't settle.
But
that.
I think murder. You know, if you can only stop a murder or two homosexuals kissing in the park, you stop the murder first. And then you'd go flog the homosexuals, except they'd probably enjoy it. So you can't even flog them.
Oh, man.
I know it's a mess. We're in a mess, Doug.
That's just disgusting. We are in a mess.
We're in a mess.
Anyway, I'm glad that the show is here.
Yeah, but millions of Christian kids are growing up thinking homosexuality is okay.
Yeah.
And that's because of the lack of clear moral teaching from our major Christian ministries. Equal rights for homosexuals. That came from Focus on the Family.
Well, we'll do our part.
In the 90s. Hey, thanks, Doug.